us worshiping together. You're so worthy to be praised.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless and all in wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings.
Let's sing it out.
This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. So I would be set free. Oh, yeah. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory, who rules the nation
with truth and justice.
Truth and justice.
Oh, shine like the sun.
All of his brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Hallelujah, so worthy, Lord.
Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb. This is amazing grace.
Hey.
This is unfailing love.
Hey,
that you would take my place. That you would bear my cross.
Oh, you did it all the more.
You would lay down your life. So I would be set free. I sing for all that you've done for me.
All you've done for me.
All that you've done for me.
Too grateful for that love this morning, that love that he's shown to you and to me. Let's thank him for that. Praise you, Lord. Your grace for me will always be more than enough, the power of Jesus.
My heart is full and my Lord says so, and I can't stop shouting, can't stop.
Come on, let the redeemed.
I will rejoice.
Lies that made to sound like facts, saying the battle is done, that your dream is dead, and that it can't be won. But then it finally hits me, a reminder of the one who died on a tree, the one who went to hell and took back the keys and defeated grave, hell, and the enemy. I don't have to do it with all my might, because I'm not alone in this fight. At the mention of his name, every knee has to bow. For there's no name that can stand against the name. When I speak the name, fear runs. When I speak the name, fear is eradicated. When I speak the name, sickness is destroyed. Whose name do I speak of? That name is Jesus Christ. And with a mention, the enemy that came runs in seven different directions. So bring it on. As long as I have breath, I'm going to praise my way through. As long as I have strength, I'm going to keep swinging, because guess what? He's fighting for me. I'm going to see my miracle. I'm going to see the promise. I'm going to see my victory. I'm going to see victory in Jesus' name.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how This is how I fight my battles.
Oh, this is how I fight
my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how This is how I fight my battles.
Come on, let's lift him up in his place.
Oh, this is how we fight.
This is how I fight my battles.
Oh, this is how I fight my battles.
Jesus.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It may
look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
'Cause this is how we fight my battles. Oh, this is how we fight my battles.
Praise God. Praise God. I want to remind you of a couple scriptures this morning. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 20. It says, they cried out to God during the battle, and he answered their prayer because they trusted in him. The very next book, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. He said, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Listen, King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Come on, somebody. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army. I don't know what you've come in here today facing. I don't care what battle, what enemy has been assigned to attack your life. It doesn't matter how big it looks. It doesn't matter if you have had no hope for so long. But it's not your battle. The Bible says, for the battle is not yours, but it's God's. I think somebody would give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. That thing that you couldn't stand up to on your own, you don't have to, because the battle doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the one true King of Kings. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. When the Israelites were surrounded, they were fleeing Egypt. They met a barrier in front of them, the Red Sea, that they knew they couldn't pass on their own. Did we just come here to die? No. But at just the right time, when they were surrounded, a hand was raised and that sea parted that they could walk through on dry ground. They didn't sink, they didn't slip, they didn't stumble. They walked right through on dry ground. Whatever you've come in here facing, whatever baggage, whatever burden that you're carrying in here today, let me tell you something. You can leave it right here at this altar at the feet of Jesus and say, God, I surrender my life. I surrender this battle to you because I know that you have a way through for me. Praise God. Why don't you high five your neighbor? Tell him it's good to see you here today. The battle's not yours. It belongs to the Lord this morning. You can be seated. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. As the ushers are getting ready, I want to go over a few announcements this morning. Tonight, somebody say tonight, we are going to have one of our 5 for 5 services. Come on, somebody, make some noise. We're going to have 5 Faith Bible College students come, and they're going to preach 5-minute sermons. It's going to be a great time. We have an excellent time. Some of these ministers in training, they come and they bring the word for us, and it's excellent every time. So you can look forward to that tonight. Next week, somebody say next week. Our pastor posted something on Facebook this week about it, but we don't need to get into that. But there is a Super Bowl happening next week. More importantly than that, we're going to have a morning service here in the morning. And then we're going to have lunch for you in the afternoon, right following our morning service. And then we're going to have our annual business meeting. Woo-hoo! Now listen, business meetings are great. And it's for our members that you can vote on different things. While we're speaking about that, if you have ever considered becoming a member here at Charleston Church, we would love to have you become a member. If you are interested in membership, there are some applications right in front of the main office. You can get one of those, fill it out, and turn it back into the office so that you can become a member here at Charleston Church. Following the morning service and after the business meeting, there will be no evening service next week, February 3rd. There is a football game happening, and at Elevate, come on, where's anybody from Elevate around here? Elevate's going to be hosting a Super Bowl party at the Heating Lodge in Bangor. We are going to have a great time. Space might be somewhat limited, so if you could do us a favor, we've formed an event on Facebook. If you can get on there and just let us know if you're going to be coming to that event, that would help us tremendously. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see, after that, February 24th, we've changed the date to our Better Together service. It's going to be February 24th, and it's going to be a great time. How many enjoy the Better Together services? It's going to be awesome. You're going to come expecting, you're going to get some real-life application on how to, you know, have a better marriage. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be great. So we're going to pray over this offering this morning, and then Lindsay's going to come and sing. So, Lord, we thank you this morning for being a God that you provide our every needs, Lord. And we understand that there's some battles in this world, God. They're not ours, they're yours. And that even includes our finances. God, we praise you. I pray that you'll bless this offering. God, we thank you for providing for the needs of the people here. We thank you for providing for the needs, God, of this church, that we can be your arms and your feet extended, God, to this world. Lord, I pray that you'll bless this church this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah!
And she was singing that. First of all, what an amazing anointing. Like, she's gifted, but the anointing, wow, so good, so good. I was thinking as she was singing that, that one day, I won't even say their name, but as they signed papers this week, a demonic signing, someday they're going to bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's still power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Will you just raise your hand and thank Him that you know that there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're going to pray for a few needs this morning. As you see, Pastor is not with us this morning. Pastor is in Sullivan, and he's actually introducing their pastor to them today. So that is so exciting. He'll start in just a few weeks, and we're just so thrilled. You know, to not have a pastor for that long, we've had a lot of people go down, but they need a pastor. We were heading on our way back a little while ago, and Anthony was preaching, and we were heading back from Sullivan. We had been with them that morning, and they called us because they had an urgent need and someone was in the emergency room. And we just decided to just turn our car around because they didn't have a pastor. And just go in and pray with them. You're so blessed to have so many pastors here. But I love that. Look at you. You're with me this morning. I was like, whoa. So we are so excited for that. This is part of what we've been praying for. And if you don't know about it, we have another church, Charleston Church down east. And it's exciting. So it's exciting. So that's where Pastor is. He'll be here tonight. You don't want to miss it. I promise we have some preachers at Faith Bible. So you don't want to miss it. 5 minutes, like literally, my husband will put his hand up when it's 4 minutes. And I think every time, you're being so rude. But he just does it to give them a warning. So I can't even do announcements in 5 minutes. And they can like get you to, woo! I mean, I'm excited. So it will be a great night and you'll want to be here tonight. Amen?
if you'll just take your Bible, as you can tell this morning, I'm going to speak about trophy room. Now, I spoke this at Faith, and I don't try to do the same messages here, so some of you need to just forgive me. You've heard it, so it's okay. It's what God told me to do, so it's way better to obey God, way better. So these are all my trophies. I was quite the athlete. As you can imagine, I couldn't even throw my husband a bottled water one time. It was just a horrible thing. He asked me to throw it, and I went, oh, and it was embarrassing. And he tried to recover it, but there was no recovering. So these are actually some of the kids in our, well, I'm sorry, some of the adults in our church trophies. And we're going to talk today about trophy room. You have a trophy room. Maybe you don't feel like you have a trophy room, but by the end of my message, I want you to know you have a trophy room. So let's read in Genesis 6, 5 through 9 this morning. Genesis 6, 5 through 9. I thought this actually was really timely with this week. So the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart were only evil at that time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race. If you don't think that God has an angry side, you haven't read any of the Bible. He has both. The human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them. But Noah, I want you to say, but Noah. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah and his family. I want you to say, and his family. Amen. Noah was a righteous man. I want you to fill this in right here. I want you to say, your name was a righteous man. Darcy, hello. Say your name. Your name is not Darcy or Noah. Hello. Ready? Was a righteous man or woman, blameless among the earth of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. I want you to just pray with me today that we leave knowing that we have a trophy room. And while we pray, I want to pray for the Burgoyne family. I want to just ask the Lord to be very close to them. Matt and Brittany are a part of this church, and Matt lost his dad this week. And we're just burdened for them, and we know that God's our comforter, amen? It looks so good to look out and see you. Last Sunday, we were up here, purple hair and all. If you didn't watch it, you won't get it. I'm thinking I'm going to do that. I kind of liked it. Sorry. Woo! Squirrel. And it was so strange to look out and, like, not see one person. So, hello. Good morning. It's good to have you here. So, let's just ask the Lord to be with us today. Ask the Lord to touch you today. Will you ask the Lord to touch you today? This is going to be a little selfish day. I want God to touch you. I want you to leave different. I want you to leave knowing that you can have so many trophies. So many spiritual trophies. So let's pray together. Let's just ask the Lord to touch us. God, we are so thankful that you are with us today. We pray for Sullivan. We ask for the Holy Spirit to be there so strong. Bless that church. Bless Tanya and Lawrence, Brother Lawrence, Pastor Lawrence this morning, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you just confirm the great things you're going to do there. I pray, Lord, for the Burgoyne family. I pray for Matt this morning. I pray for the Holy Spirit to comfort him. Be with them this week. Let them sense your presence so strong. And I pray, God, that you touch each one of us today. Let there not be one person that doesn't leave with a different hope. Not one. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I'm going to show you a couple family pictures because I'm a mom. Maybe. There we go. Can you see that? Oh, it's better there. Okay. We were in Florida, and we went to this place, and it was called the Trophy Room. And it was Michael Jordan's, all Michael Jordan stuff. How many have heard of Michael Jordan? Okay. It's going to become spiritual, okay? So just stay with me. And we went in there, and it was so classy. It was so great. And here's a picture with Micah outside. I didn't think Micah was going to be in here today, but he is, so I'm sorry. Maybe there isn't a picture of Micah. Let's pretend there's a picture of Micah. Whoa, look at Micah. So we went there, and it was such an awesome place. You can switch it because I'll get distracted looking at that handsome man right there in those blue shorts and white legs. And I'm not talking about Rocky, although they're about the same color. So, dear Jesus, get you some spray tan. He burns inside of a car. It's like, I don't know. It's so strange. So, you think I'm kidding. There's so many things going through my mind right now, but I know I need to focus. Thank you. But they're good. Like, so good. Yeah. Okay. So we went to this place, and it was all of Michael Jordan's wonderful victories. He had one of these at his house, and it was called the Trophy Room. And there were all kinds of those moments where he got the basket, or those moments when he was, you know, the crowd was with him. There were so many pictures. And then there were videos of his children shooting a basket when they were little. There were all these moments that were special to him. I looked around, and I didn't see one picture of a loss that he did. Not one. Not one. He said that you can tell I'm really not good with basketball. He hasn't made the shot 9,000 times. 9,000 times he missed a shot in NBA. But there wasn't one picture of the loss. Only of victories. I think sometimes Christians focus on so many things and they forget to focus on the winners. They forget to focus that we have victories. There are things in this church, there are some trophies. In this church, in this balcony, there are some trophies. And we forget that. And today I just want to talk about your victory room, your trophy room, your trophy room. I want to talk a little bit about Noah. Noah did three things. He did many more, but these are the three things I want to talk about today. Noah lived righteous. I am telling you, it matters to God how you live. It matters how you live. It matters how you speak. It matters how you treat other people. Noah lived righteous in an unrighteous world. Noah lived righteous. He lived right. Amen? He lived right in an unrighteous world. It matters how you live. It it matters. And it doesn't matter how other people live around you. You can still live righteous. You can still live righteous. Blessed are the people who live righteous. The Bible says there are blessings on people who live righteous. And it says there are curses on people that don't. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live on the cursed side. Amen? Another thing that Noah did is he walked faithful with God. There's something about walking faithful with God. There's something about walking close to Him. There's something about knowing what He tells you to do. You know, if you are living far from God, you can't really hear Him. You can't. But if you're living close, you can hear His voice. You can hear what He's telling you. You can know what He wants you to do. Dennis, stand up. If I was to whisper, he couldn't hear anything that I was saying if we were this far. But if he was right beside me, he could hear everything. I am not at the place that I feel that I can walk a very distance from God. I can't. I want to hear him. I want to know what he's telling Darcy to do. I want to hear his voice to say, go this way, go this way. Talk to this person. Speak to them. I want to be close. I want to be close. I want to be that kid that's annoying where you're like, oh, please just get off my leg. And that would have been Macy. I'm sorry. You can be seated. She was so close. She did never want you to leave her. Ever. 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 And I stayed home with the children. So I was like, when we were ready to go out, I was like, oh, dear Jesus, hallelujah. And she's on the leg, and my husband's like, I feel like we should stay. I'm like, are you kidding? No, get her off my leg. I want to go out with you, without her. No, have you never been there? Like, she doesn't do that now. If she did, that would be awkward. Sorry, she'll not like that. You need to walk close with God. And if you're at that stage, moms or dads, it will pass. Walk, somebody's like, please, Jesus. Yes, it will, I promise. If they still have a pacifier at 20, you need to come see us. But you need to walk close. Say, I'm going to walk close with God. And you need to have faith to obey what he tells you to do. Noah had never built an ark before. He didn't know how to build an ark. He didn't go to art building school. Nobody had seen an ark before. But Noah was close. So close that he heard the description how to make the ark. So close that he knew that he had to, what he had to do, when he had to do it, how he had to do it. No matter what other people thought, he had to obey God. He had to do what God told him to do, and he had faith to do it. Have you ever thought about when Noah was building the ark, what people would think? Like, have you ever just, like, my imagination is like, woo, wouldn't you like to be in my head sometimes? No. I just think that he was building this ark, and people would come by and curse him and say, what are you, crazy? Is it raining, Noah? But he kept building because it was faith in him working. I pray that there is faith working in you. I pray that faith makes you do things that you would never do on your own. I pray that faith begins to show you different things and you just begin to do them. I was reading in Hebrews 11 in the TPT translation. It's just a different translation, and I like switching it up. And this is what it said, and I just want you to stick with me for 1 minute. This is what faith did to these people. Faith brings our hope into reality. Faith empowers us. Faith moved Abel. Faith translated Enoch. Faith opened Noah's heart. Faith motivated Abraham to obey God and leave the familiar. Sarah's faith embraced God's miracle power to conceive a miracle. The power of faith, it prompted Isaac to impart a blessing on his sons. I want to impart a blessing on my children. The power of faith prompted Faith inspired Joseph to open the eyes to see his future. That's a good one. Faith prompted the parents of Moses at his birth to hide him for 3 months. When they were killing the babies, God gave Moses faith, his parents' faith, to do something and to protect that boy. There are things that God will show you as a parent, and you'll be like, what? It's to protect your children. I pray that parents begin to ask for that, that we'll have faith to pour into our children. Amen? Faith enabled Moses to choose God's will and not his. Faith stirred Moses to perform. Faith opened the way for the Hebrews to cross the Red Sea. Faith pulled down Jericho's walls. It wasn't the marching that pulled the walls down. It was the obedience and it was the faith. And they fell. Faith provided a way of escape for Rahab. And faith shut the mouths of the lions. It shut them. What do you need faith for today? What is God telling you to do? What is he asking you? What is he stirring in you? If God hasn't moved you or hasn't spoke to you or hasn't shaken you in a while, I'm telling you, you need to pray. He's constantly moving us in the spirit. I was thinking before the fast, I was in my prayer time and I was praying. And, you know, there are real like, woo, prayer times. And then there are prayer times. And I was just praying. I was actually praying for Faith Bible at that moment. And I felt like the Holy Spirit said to me, you don't have faith. I thought, dear Jesus, do you know who you're talking to? I have faith. I am a woman of faith. I live in faith. I teach on faith. And he said, you don't have faith. And I began, my prayer time began to change. And I thought, what do you mean, Lord, that I don't have faith? Like, I have faith. And he said, if you had faith, you would pray different. You would pray for bigger things. You're praying for the very low. Oh, God, help them to get through financially this semester. God, provide. No, you'd say, God, I pray for that new dormitory that's going to be built. You need to pray a little bit more for bigger things. The Lord just stirred in me. Really? I don't have faith because I'm about to ask you for some really big things. And you know what I felt he said? About time, because I'm a really big God. Some of you are praying for the minimal. You're just saying, oh God, help my marriage, help her. Dear Lord, she's driving me crazy. And the Lord says, shut up, you idiot. That was Darcy's translation. It's an awesome one. You should read it sometime. It's found in Darcy. And the Lord told me, this was something for me. You ask the Lord for you. But the Lord told me to speak in the Spirit more because that would make my faith grow more. God gave us a wonderful language that actually just conforms my mind and my spiritual walk, and it makes me think different. It makes me think different. Amen? I think that Daniel had to think a little different when he went into that lion's den. I think he might have had to think a little different. I was thinking of the trophy room, and I was thinking how pastor's trophy room would look way different than mine. If you don't know him, then you don't know this, but his would be filled with all these dead animals. And his wife would have to be like, oh, they're so nice. Those would look perfect in your office. I'm sorry if you don't agree with hunting. I am sorry. But he killed a bear last year. And it was so cute because he was in Canada. Or, yeah, I think Canada. And he called me. I just got one. It's big. I killed it. I gotta go. Wow. I don't know. We're so different. And then I think that, like, when I get a new pair of shoes, I'm like, oh, honey. And he's like, are those new? Yeah. Yeah, they are. You check your credit card account. It's there. He's good with that. Don't. He's good. He's good, I promise. I think that our trophy room would look a little different. But I kind of was thinking more along the lines of the trophy room that maybe I would have with some of you. See, I think a trophy room would look a little different. You always get so nervous, but you look so much better down here. I love it. I was thinking of Bill and Linda would be in my trophy room. I mean, I wouldn't hang your heads, but maybe like a picture. I think they'd be in my trophy room. I think a picture of them would be in my trophy room. Because I still remember during the week one time when Bill came here. And the Lord has changed everything since that day. Everything. And they're here every Sunday. Morning, Sunday night, on the front row. If you have never had either one of them pray for you, you should get in line and have them pray for you. I have them pray for me. They're in my trophy room. I was thinking of David. David's a miracle. I think, David, you'd be in my trophy room. I think that he's such a miracle. You know, everybody has a story. We don't hear them, but I'm telling you, David's got a story. And David came here at a very broken time. But you know what? He's not that man anymore. He's not that man anymore. I was just thinking of who would be in my trophy room. I was just thinking of Tony and Sherry. I still remember their first Sunday that they came. I think you said about the fourth row back. And they were at a very bad place. And how many years ago was that? 2009. I still remember them sitting there, and I didn't know who they were, but I had to pray for them. And the Lord turned things around for them. And now their family is here. Their son is works and kids on the move with his wife. They're miracles. I think they would be on my shelf. I think sometimes we kind of forget who's in our row, who's on this side, who's over here. I was thinking, as Anthony get up there today, what a miracle. Dear Jesus, you don't remember him. Oh, Heavenly Father. He was a little brat that was always around here. He wasn't. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. And Sarah, he brought Sarah. She came from another church. Hallelujah that you got Sarah. Yeah, touch her. Yeah, No. Better Together is coming soon, Anthony. You don't know his story, but his story is a miracle. I don't know. I don't want to ever get to the point where we get used to the people around us, that we don't remember that they're miracles. I think some of you are God's trophy, and you've almost forgot it. You almost have forgotten how he thinks of you. You know how you think of yourself, but that's not how he thinks of you. When he looks at you, he says, oh, she is created in my image. She's so good. I have plans for her. She is so important to me. I asked her to friend day. Was it last year? Year before? And she works at Dunkin' Donuts, so she sees me often. And she's been coming here since. She's my trophy. I just want to bring all that I can to heaven with me. I was thinking of Heather. Heather, come here, honey. I can make her walk with me because I can embarrass her. Heather was in my youth group. She's older than me now because I'm only 29. Just throwing that out there. She was in my youth group, and can you imagine what a pain she was? No, she wasn't. She's exactly the same. We saw something in Heather that I don't know if she saw herself. We tried to hire her, and she said, I really feel like I should go to Bible college. And we were like, no, Heather. And she brought back Paul. I remember when I first met him, I was a little protective. Like, very. I'm sorry, this isn't spiritual. You, you didn't hear him, but he said, I remember when I first met you. I'm sure it was very good, Paul. I was by the fellowship door, and Heather wanted us to meet him because love was in the air. and it hasn't left. I watch them still, and it's annoying. And, Paul, come on up. Come. You get ready to play and see me. And I met him, and this is so funny. I thought, dear Jesus, Heather. But you know what? I was so wrong. I was just being protective. But there, look. Okay. Dear Lord, I'm red. They're my trophies. I kid you not. They really are my trophies. They're really my trophies. I love them. Their children are trophies to me. I see them during the week, and they're the same. And they're spirit-led, spiritful. They're my trophies. But I hope that maybe I'm in their trophy room. I hope that they have a really cute picture of me and Pastor, where I have a little bit, no wrinkles. And I hope that I'm in theirs too. That's what family does. They're my spiritual children. They are. I love them. I look at them and think, I'm so proud. When they minister, it's like, dear Lord, some of you need to say thank you to them. Like, sometimes we forget to say thank you to the people that are here every week, faithful, ministering, and give their heart every week. You need to say thank you. But I want to be, you can go play, but I want to be on their stand. I was just thinking about that. I was thinking about, it matters how we live. If I, you know, we were here in the church, and then we became youth pastors, and then we were associates. Then we were youth pastors and associates. That's how it goes here at this church. You change constantly. Then we were almost pastors, not quite pastors. And then we were like, dear God, put us back to youth pastors. And then we were pastors. And I think if we wouldn't have followed God's plan and listened to his voice every step, I wouldn't have been able to help Faith Bible. But we kept following. I think that if Pastor and I and the board didn't follow God, that they wouldn't be at Sullivan today. Maybe that church would have been closing. You have to continually step in God's plans. God, help us as a church. If you fall, if you mess up, get up. Let this be a place to push people up. Let this be a place to say, get up. You have some trophies that are coming. Don't get weary in well-doing. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Let us live right. Let us live righteous. Let us hear his voice. And let us follow it. I love this saying that Corrie Ten Boom wrote. It says, faith is like a radar that sees through the fog. Let me just say that one more time. Faith is like a radar that can see through the fog. Maybe you're in a place and you say, Darcy, I get what you're talking about. I don't think I have many trophies. You're so wrong. You have many trophies. Look at your handsome son sitting beside you this morning. Mom, you have a trophy. Keep fighting. Keep building to get your family on the ark. You have trophies. Maybe it's foggy and you can't see clear. Maybe you're at a place and you think, I don't know if I can make it. I know that you're talking about keep going, keep going after what God tells you, but I'm tired. I want to tell you today, keep going, keep fighting, keep looking, keep having the faith to see beyond the stuff. Keep believing. Keep believing. I want you to stand for a minute. No, nobody leaving. Just stand with me. I purposely got done a little early today. Because I felt like God gave me a way for this altar. I was thinking, Lois, maybe you felt like you dropped a few trophies and they broke. You know what? I don't believe that. I believe that when we're walking with God, He can put trophies together again. So today I want every person in the house, if you will, that you say, I am going to live righteous. I am going to be close to God. And I am going to obey Him. I want you to come forward. I just want to pray over you. There'll be nothing weird up here. I just want to pray for you. So Charleston Church, come on forward. Come on forward down to the altar this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come really close because they're all going to come today. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, balcony. We're making room for you this morning. Thinking this morning of a story that I haven't thought of for a very long time. We have a pastor friend, John and Michelle. They pastor in Pittsburgh in a very, very large church. They've been there for, I think, 25 years. They built the church. Still, come on down. It's good. I know some of you are still coming. I talked to Michelle this summer, and we were in her car, and she was telling me the testimony of her son named Ryan. See, everybody has fog. Everybody has battles. She was telling me that when their little boy Ryan was about a year and a half, they kept noticing something really different with their son, but they just refused to even think that way. She was in Florida with her parents, and her mom said to her, Michelle, something's wrong with your son. Something's wrong with Ryan. You need to get him checked. Something's not right. She said, Mom, you're wrong. She said, I'm just telling you, something's wrong. said they went to the doctors when they got back and really to prove her mother wrong. Because that's what children do sometimes. Went to the doctor and they did a lot of tests on him for a very, very long time. He was four. The highest specialist in Pittsburgh set them down in his office. Said, Pastor and Michelle, I want you to really listen to me today. Your son will never say your name. Your son, I want you to listen to me, Pastor, will never be okay. He'll never get married. He'll never live a normal life. Your son has absolutely no hope. Your son will become to the place where he will have to be in a padded room because he is the worst case we have ever seen of autism. The worst. And they are used in healing. That's one of John's gifts. And I think probably Satan attacked his gift. They said, I'm telling you, Pastor John, you're not hearing me, but your son has no hope. He does not even know you. And Michelle said she'd take Ryan to church because she refused for the enemy to speak over his life. And sometimes she said she would end up in a closet so he couldn't feel or see or anything around him, and the door would be shut. And she would sit there in that closet while her husband was preaching, and she would say, God, touch my boy. When they were with that doctor, she said, something rose up in my husband, and it was kind of like Daniel being in the lion's den. I'm not speaking bad against that doctor, because that was the diagnosis. But my God sees right past diagnosis. And Pastor John stood up and said, thank you, doctor, for stirring my faith today. Because my son will be married. My son will say mom and dad. He will annoy us and we will annoy him. My son will be used by God because he was chosen by God. He will not be in an institution. He is not something that you can put away and say that never happened. And he went on. For years they prayed, they would go to revivals, and they would be standing in prayer. And then they would get up Sunday and preach like nothing was happening. Because sometimes you have to speak faith up here no matter what you're going through. But can I just tell you today that right now he is at a church in Pittsburgh and he is on the piano leading worship. He's speaking the name of Jesus. I want you to know that he works at one of the top banks in Pittsburgh, in one of their high rises. And every day he's at work working figures. And he is loved the Lord with his whole heart. Maybe you see some fog. Maybe you've been praying about something and it's just not happened yet. I just want to tell you today, see faith, see through the fog, and stop speaking such doubt. Let faith arise in you. There's a miracle for you. There's a miracle for you. You were not called to just be sitting in a room with not having the thoughts that God has for you. I want every person that will. I want you to raise your hand and make a commitment right now to God that you're going to live righteous. That you're going to be close to God. That you're going to hear His voice. You're going to hear His voice. And you're going to do whatever He tells you to do. I want you to speak that over your life right now. Lord Jesus, I pray for every person in this room. We make a commitment at Charleston Church to live righteous. Let us be the light in dark places. Let us live in the light. Let us live right before you. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we'll walk close to God. So close that we'll hear your voice, that we'll hear it and we'll follow it. I pray for faith to follow what you have. Put faith in us. Put faith in us that we don't just see the fog, but we see right through it. In the name of Jesus, I pray the Holy Spirit touches every person. Every family, I pray in the name of Jesus, every person, that they will find your help, your joy, your strength, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I pray for some faith to stir up in you. That God will give Charleston Church new ideas to reach other people. That God will give you ideas to reach people for Jesus. I'm going to ask you to do something. Some of you are going to really like this, some of you are not. And that's all good in every way. I want you to put your hand on somebody and I want you to pray for them. I want to see it. I want you to pray for somebody today. While we're singing this, I want you to pray for somebody today. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You are here. Working in this place.
Yes, hallelujah.
I worship you.
Hallelujah.
I worship you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are here.
Hallelujah.
Moving in our midst.
Hallelujah.
I worship you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I worship you.
Hallelujah.
You are here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Working in this place, I worship you. I worship you.
Hallelujah.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Hallelujah. Waymaker.
Waymaker.
Yes. Miracle worker.
Promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here,
yes,
touching every heart. I worship you.
Hallelujah.
I worship you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are here.
Hallelujah.
Healing every heart.
Yes.
I worship you.
Hallelujah.
I worship you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are here.
Hallelujah.
Turning lives around.
Hasn't God seen you through many times? Won't He see you through now? He's seen you through over and over and over. The Holy Spirit wants me to tell you today, He's gonna see you through this. This isn't the end of a situation, this is the beginning. A door will open. And it's a spiritual door that you'll be able to see a trophy that you do not see now. In the name of Jesus, come right here. Come over here. I want some couples to come up. This isn't a marriage thing, so don't overthink what I say, okay? I want some couples with some faith to come behind them. Some faith. Have you ever just been in a place where you couldn't see? You couldn't see? Like it just looked like you couldn't see. In the name of Jesus, we speak to this situation that it will change. Oh, rababa, shandarababa, it will change. In the name of Jesus, let some hope stir and give them different ideas. Holy Spirit, different ideas. Brandon in the night began to pray and speak in the Spirit. Lacey during the day, walk around your house and speak in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, anybody else have a situation right now? You don't see how it's going to end. I want you to raise your hand. I'm not going to embarrass you. I just want you to raise your hand. Let's just be an honest church. You just said, I don't see how it's going to turn. It's going to turn. I'm telling you today, it's going to turn. It's going to turn. It's going to turn. You've been kind of searching and thinking, I don't know if it's going to turn. It's going to turn. In the Spirit, I tell you, it's going to turn. The Lord's about to do it, and you're going to sense it, and you're going to know it. It was Him. In the name of Jesus, every person that has their hand raised, I pray that you help them. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you help them. The situation may look like it's not going to change, but you're a God of miracles. You're a God of peace. You're a God of hope. You're a God of blessing. I pray in the name of Jesus that you give us faith. You give us victory. Let us have a trophy room where we can look and say this victory, and this victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're just going to sing that one more time. One more time. Isn't there a part of that says, even when you don't see it? We're going to start there. Yes.
Even when.